Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing on the chapter of reliance upon Allah Ta'ala. Rely upon Allah Ta'ala after taking the necessary measures. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a person asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I fasten the animal and thereafter exercise tawakkul, or should I leave it free and exercise tawakkul? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasten it and exercise tawakkul. Note, the important lesson drawn from the above hadith is that one should engage the external means and thereafter rely on the unseen help of Allah Ta'ala. When migrating to Madinatul Munawwara, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he hid in a cave for 3 days, which teaches us that one should adopt the necessary means that are within one's control. Similarly, during one of the battles, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore 2 sets of armor, which also points to the same principle. One has to plant the seeds and then depend upon Allah Ta'ala to allow the produce to come forth. A supplication that could be made. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite the following dua, O Allah, make me amongst those who rely upon you, and you suffice for them, and for those who seek guidance from you, and you guide them. The meaning of tawakkul. Tawakkul means that one should entrust his affairs to Allah Ta'ala. His heart should be contented with the conviction of receiving Allah Ta'ala's assistance, and should not divert from this to the creation. Tawakkul does not mean that one should avoid engaging the means that Allah Ta'ala has provided. Rather, one should utilize the means, but should not place his conviction and trust upon the means. Results through utilization of means is not definite. Allah Ta'ala is in the control of the means, and He causes it to harm or benefit. Abstaining from utilizing the means is contradictory to the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. It is inappropriate for the servant to put the master to the test. Thus, such behavior smacks of ignorance and foolishness. May Allah grant us the understanding. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.